Dial Daily Bread, Book 1, Chapter 219. It's a winning message. Proverbs tells us that the path of the just is as the shining light, that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. The just means the corporate body of God's people, which is the church that Jesus founded. In other words, the church is to grow in their grasp of the truth until the last day of world history, the second coming of Jesus. The books of Daniel and the Revelation come on stage here. That's where this path is detailed. Both describe the monstrous apostasy and deception of the other little horn of Daniel, which was to prevail against the saints for 1260 years. But before the 1260 years should end, the light begins to grow brighter for those who are watching. The Protestant Reformation beginning in the 16th century brings what Daniel calls a little help. Finally, the long period of papal darkness and persecution ends in 1798 538 AD to 1798 AD equal 1260 years, and the Book of Daniel is unsealed worldwide. The time of the end has begun. Then comes the beginning of the great day of atonement for the world, the cleansing of the heavenly sanctuary. The 2300 years end in 1844, and the complimentary message in Revelation of three angels comes. The result of the three angels proclaiming their message to every nation, tribe, tongue, and people is the raising up of a new corporate remnant church who believe. It is specified as those who keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. They are raised up for the purpose of preparing a people to be ready for the close of human probation, to endure the time of trouble, and to witness the personal, literal, visible return of Jesus Christ. It's the great blessed hope cherished by all who love His appearing. Jesus wants to come. He is in love with a woman, the corporate body of the church that loves His appearing. But He cannot come because there is an angel who is telling Him, "No, you can come yet." John describes that angel. Another angel came out of the temple in heaven, crying with a loud voice to him that sat on the cloud, "Thrust in your sickle and reap, for the time has come for you to reap, for the harvest of the earth is ripe." Not until that harvest is ripe can the Lord come the second time. The message that must now go to all the world is that loud cry message of Revelation 18. It's not only a warning message. It's a winning message. It's of Christ and Him crucified.